From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. 5 U.S. states hold presidential primary elections Tuesday. Voters in Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, and Rhode Island are expected to give a majority of convention delegates to frontrunners Donald Trump, a Republican, and Hillary Clinton, a Democrat. Trump got some good news Tuesday when the NBC News Survey Monkey poll released figures that indicate he has 50% support from Republican voters. Trump's challengers, Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Ohio Governor John Kasich, lost ground in the survey, finishing double digits behind him. Spain's King Felipe met Tuesday with political leaders in a last-resort attempt to break an electoral deadlock. The king concluded that none of the political parties has enough support to form a government and that the nation will have new elections on June 26th. The vote will be a rerun of an inconclusive election held last December. The United States deployed F-22 fighter jets to Romania as a sign of support for NATO's Eastern European allies facing aggression from Russia. The fighter jets landed on Monday at an air base in the country's southeast. A U.S. statement says F-22s possess sophisticated sensors allowing the pilot to track, identify, shoot, and kill air-to-air threats before being detected. They also have significant capability to attack surface targets. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar returned to the capital Tuesday and took the oath as the country's top vice president. Machar's arrival raises hopes that the government and rebels will implement a peace agreement signed last year. South Sudan has gone through 30 months of civil war. This is VOA News.